Okay, we're back for another edition of the Moto Show. Our guest today is Sean Simpson. Sean, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going not too bad, thanks. Just got back from Sweden there at the weekend, so got a weekend off, or I've got a smaller race on this weekend, so just having a bit of downtime back in Belgium and getting things cleaned up and ready to go again, really.
We spoke to Jake earlier in the week, and he mentioned about going for a cycle. Did you do that with him, or?
Yeah, we did yesterday. I think some of the mechanics, or Ollie, Jake's mechanic, and Jake and Werner DeWitt, an ex-GP rider who now works for Jackie Martin. So we all went out yesterday for a little cycle, and I think halfway through we all thought we were in the Tour de France, and it went from a Monday recovery session to a full-blown, flat-out cycle. But then we cruised back and, had a bit of banter, so it was all good.
How many miles did you put in?
Only 40, 45k, so not too much. Just an hour and a half or so, it wasn't too bad.
That's enough.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying to Jake, what you doing on a Monday then? Is it, especially after a long weekend, long drive, etc., your body needs a lot of riders have a massage or just relax or whatever, but obviously not for you guys.
Yeah, well, I think Monday it's quite important to actually do something. A lot of people say it's an easy day. It is an easy day, and that's why I said a recovery cycle. Me and Jake, I think, is on a similar program where on a Monday we tend to go for an hour and a half, up to 2 hour cycle, but we class it as an easy cycle, an easy ride, which is just, spinning your legs out, and it gets all the lactic acid out there from the weekend. Obviously going on, when you get back and things like that, you have to adapt and how hard you've pushed at the weekend, but it really kickstarts your body and gets it really, all the lactic acid out. So I always think it's better than doing nothing. I used to just have a day off on Monday, but I feel the benefit if I actually do something on Monday. So, but it is easy rather than a full-blown training session. So,
do you ache after a big weekend, long weekend?
Occasionally, depends if the track conditions were different to normal. Like at the weekend in Sweden, it was quite rutty and technical. So your legs, with doing a lot of dabbing and things in big long ruts, your legs tend to maybe ache, your groins are maybe a bit stiff. But generally, sometimes you feel the odd muscle here and there, but nothing too strenuous. You should be in decent enough shape not to be, so you should be able to walk out of bed on Monday morning at least.
Yeah. Going back to the weekend then, you got to be pleased with the performance.
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously I made some changes before the weekend. I swapped awnings from the Steve Dixon bike at Yamaha awning across to the Factory Rinaldi side. It was quite an easy transaction, really, as we have a lot of the same sponsors. I think there's only three or four different sponsors. So, basically just switched camps. Obviously I've signed up from Yamaha Europe anyway, so it made things quite simple and easy, and I think big thanks to Steve and Yamaha and Rinaldi for making it happen, really. Couldn't really expect anything more on the results front. I think going from, 10th or outside the top 10 to inside the top 5 and fighting for a podium was a shock, not only to everyone else, but definitely myself as well. So hopefully I can keep it up for the rest of the season.
Because you went into that, obviously, that second race looking at a podium. You were in a position to finish on the podium, and then you had a sort of a weird sort of crash on a sort of camber rut type thing.
Yeah, it was a bit of a stupid crash, really. I think most of the guys were getting through every lap, no problem, but I was doing it in third gear, and for some strange reason, I decided to take it in second gear, or, I didn't realise I was in second gear. Kind of got a bit of whiskey throttle and, made a bit of a mistake, couldn't get my foot out in time and ended up going off the side of the track. So a little bit of a mistake and cost me big time, but never mind. It was definitely a step in the right direction and not kick myself up about it too much.
So you've swapped teams then. How does that, because obviously you just mentioned about your sign with Yamaha Europe. So those guys pay wages and it's not the individual teams that do that then?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I was in Steve's team, and obviously Steve's got a real good 250 project going. Now that Zach and Arnold's back, Michael Leeb will be riding hopefully in the next week or two,
Yep.
and he's got Mel who's doing great at the minute as well.
Yep.
So Rinaldi, we're actually struggling for a rider, as Stephen Frossard was out with a knee injury.
Yeah, and now obviously Philip Parts is out as well.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, at the weekend Philip Arts has had a big crash again and done his wrist. So, really, they've moved me into the Rinaldi setup, and I think I can benefit from that their team, because they've been working with a 450 for much longer, and
Yeah.
just the electronics and the new stuff with the 450. I think we can work on and test and really get the best out of the bike for me. So I think it's going to be a good little project for me.
So what makes the bike different then from Steve's bike? Is it the suspension, the engine, electrics? What is it?
I think mainly it's the engine. The engine's just a lot smoother. You can see in my starts at the weekend that, I've been struggling with my starts all year, and I think if you've read any of my press releases, they would have said that, I need to work on my starts, and we have been working. Even in the short space of time that we had with the Rinaldi boys at the weekend, we worked on my starts, and from the heat race on Saturday till the second race on Sunday. I know it's only three starts, but
Yeah.
each time I was in the top five, and I think that's what I've been looking for, really. So that translates to on the track being easier to ride and just more mellow power. So I think that's the main difference, really. Other than that, it's got a set of handlebars and a set of wheels, so just got to get on it and ride it, really.
So for you now, you say you're racing this weekend. What is it? Dutch Championship, Belgium Championship?
Yeah, this weekend I've actually got a small international race, which is in France, a small track called Ifendick. I went there
What's
last
the name of the
year.
track?
Sorry?
What's the name of the track?
Ifendick.
Iffendick.
Yeah.
That's a different one.
Yeah, I think there was actually some. I might be wrong in saying there was a GP there a few years back, maybe in the 80s when my dad was riding. I'm sure my dad said he's rode there, but
Is your
we went there last
pronunciation
year.
right though, Sean? That's the thing.
Say that again?
Is your pronunciation right?
Ifendick. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I hope so. I'll have to check up on that.
Yeah, so that's the champ. So there's a race there, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a nice opportunity to go out and ride a different track. It's a little bit of driving, but I prefer to do a small race than just have a weekend off or go riding about here. And if I was having to ride about here in Belgium, I'd have to probably travel a couple of hours to get, a nice track that's hard pack or good for practicing on for the GP. So it's a nice little opportunity. It's a nice track, and there should be some decent opposition as well. So it's another three starts, and hopefully come back with a smile on my face and move on to the next one.
Yeah, because Latvia's hard pack, yeah, the next GP.
Yeah, well, Latvia is a strange place because a lot of people think it's actually sandy,
Yeah.
but as you said, it is quite hard pack
Yeah.
underneath, so
Yeah.
it's quite deceiving to look on TV and see, but it's definitely hard pack underneath.
And the information coming through from the Russian one now, it's actually deep sand.
Well, hopefully, I think, we've got a lot of hard pack GPs on the calendar, and it would be nice to throw another, whether it's deep sand or whether it's just sand, into the mix, because it's kind of mixes up a little bit, and there's a few guys that are not just quite as good, although a lot of the guys are good in all terrains now. But I think it's going to be good to see. Hopefully it's a good event, and I think we're supposed to be going back there, so hopefully it's good fun.
So you think it's gone are the days where you had certain riders that are really good in sand and okay in hard pack. Everyone's pretty much the same on either surface, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think 5 or 6 years ago, or maybe less than that, there was a few guys that couldn't really handle the sand. But I think now, with Belgium being such a big country for motocross,
Yeah.
a lot of guys just say, right, I suck in the sand. Let's get over there and put a few laps in. And all winter people are here practicing. And even before the Dutch GP or the Belgian GP, when it was at Lommel, they just come over and spent a pile of time here. So everyone gets prepared for the sand GPs, and I think most people are pretty multitask when it comes to the type of track. So that's it, really.
And today, the British GP tickets went on sale. So, obviously, the GP this year looks like it's going to be hopefully a big event over 4 days or so. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I can't wait, to be honest. I think last year it was one of my best races I had going before it was actually red flagged. But I really, really enjoyed the track. I really enjoy the atmosphere at the British GP. I think as a British rider, you can't beat it. You got your home crowd behind you, especially if you get a good start like I did last year and really get the crowd behind you. It spurs you on a lot. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather will be a bit more kind to us on the lead up to it this time, and that we should go out and hopefully give the crowd something to shout about.
Because weather in Europe, it's just pretty bad everywhere at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, I think I've heard a lot of the guys complaining today that the weather in England's not that good. It's not that great home in Scotland and in Belgium. Although it's fair, it's just not that great either. So
No.
it's just pretty pants, really. But I spoke to my brother and he's down in Italy and it's 45 degrees, so
Nice.
looks like we need to move to Italy.
Well, Latvia last year, as far as I can remember, was hot, so. Hopefully again this year it'll be the same.
Yeah, hopefully, because we've had a lot of wet GPs so far. Portugal was wet, and then Sweden was wet, and there's been a few that there's been rain at, so it'd be nice to have a dry weekend at the GPs.
So, how's your website coming on? I know you look after your own website and stuff. Is it moving on, as they say?
Yeah, I think so. It's harder work than it looks to try and keep it up to date. Every Monday, as it were. So,
Yeah.
but I think it's quite important that people can go on and see it. And I think I've got a few people that text me, "Oh, why is your website not updated?" So it's
Yeah.
nice that people actually look at it and can go onto there and see a couple of pictures. I'm sure it's not the best website in the world, but it keeps people up to date and just get a little insight to what I've been up to. So yeah, I quite enjoy doing it as well if I've got the time. So we'll just try and keep it up to date for the rest of the year, really.
Was it SeanSimpson.com, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one that to check out. Have you got a Facebook fan page as well?
I actually do. I think it's Sean Simpson Racing or Sean Simpson Motocross Rider, but I don't know who does it, to be honest. Someone made it for me a few years back, and it's still going strong, but I don't know who makes it or who does it for me.
Yeah, there's a couple of riders out there with okay websites. Crow, obviously, Crowley's got his.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you talking of Caroli? Did you because he was stuck in the mud for quite a while. Did you see that when you went past or not?
Yeah, it was really surreal actually, because obviously I passed him in the first moto when he had the stone in his chain, and then the second moto I thought, okay, I actually passed him on the first corner, and I thought, okay, he's bound to be on my rear wheel at some point.
Yeah.
And then we come round and he's just sat in the mud, and obviously that was us lapping him then, and I thought, how bad could your day get?
Yeah.
Going into the race with 47 points of a lead in the championship.
Yeah.
And then coming out losing the red plate, I think he'd be devastated. But I'm really surprised with his attitude and outlook to the rest of the season. Just going on what I've heard and what I've seen on Twitter and stuff, that he can't really wait to get to the next race and win it back. So nice attitude to have, and just shows that motocross is motocross and it's not over till the fat lady sings, really.
I think you guys got to watch out on the next one because I think he's just going to go to get those points back. He's going to go quick.
Yeah, I remember back in, I think, 2005, he actually got disqualified from the whole race in France.
Yeah.
And I think he just sort of thought to himself, okay, come back the next week in Sweden, and just smoked it. Two moto wins, went home, 50 points, and just said, there you go, boys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, he's a Tony's a class act on and off the track. He's a good
Yeah,
guy.
he's definitely someone to look up to and someone to aspire to be like, definitely.
Like yourself, Sean, like yourself.
Well, hopefully I'm not doing too bad.
Right, we're gonna go now and let you carry on with your rest of your day and well, we'll see you in Latvia and good luck for the rest of the year anyway.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for speaking to me.
No worries, speak to you later.
See you later, bye.
Bye.